Welcome to the Red Widow and Desert Curmudgeon podcast. I am one of your hosts, the Curmudgeon, also known as Michael. I wish I could say I have an episode for you. I really don't. This one's more of an update and kind of like a pseudo episode, so to speak. Just bringing everyone up to speed that, so you know that, no, we haven't stopped, you know, we're not stopping the podcast. We're not going to discontinue it. It's just the fact that one of the things we're, you know, one of the snags we ran into is the fact that, you know, our work schedules kind of conflict. You know, the Red Widow works days, I work graveyard. The other thing too is I'm working on the logistics of moving because, I live in Nevada, Red Widow lives on the East Coast, and I'm looking to move over there. Reason for that too is, you know, as we've stated, we're dating. The other thing too is I want to be able to record us in a more live environment rather than remotely. Cause like, don't get me wrong. I mean, we've used Skype. We've used Zoom, which is far better than Skype audio wise. And we just, that's literally where we're at is we just want to like, I want to relocate so we can do it in everything in person, get it done right, get everything clear. So that way I don't sound like I always got like a stuffy nose or whatever. Or, you know, the various artifacts with, you know, using a call software to talk to each other remotely. So that's kind of where we've been at. So that's why we haven't done no episodes recently is just, you know, I've got no way to work it out. The other reason, too, is the Red Widow's laptop is starting to become even more out of date. To the point where, you know, as those of you who, regardless if you have a Windows machine or a Mac or whatever, you know that once, you know, that particular computer, once it starts to get to the point where it's too outdated, it starts to run very sluggish to where it won't run everything the way it used to. So that's why I want to relocate and try to do everything in a more in-person kind of situation. We do also want to bring back Crystal. Crystal's been one of the guests, or actually she's one guest who's been on the podcast quite a few times. And it's a lot of fun when she's on because it's nice to have that third person because then the conversation's a bit more lively. It's more fun. You know, there's a lot of humor going back. There's a lot of laughing. So it makes an episode more fun to do. But other than that, that's pretty much all I've got. You know, yeah, we've been, we really dig, like, people are still listening to the podcast. We love that. You know, we get an update from Podomatic every so often. And, it's not a substantial amount of listeners, but we're happy to have you regardless. I mean, to us, it's a lot. You know, when we're looking at the numbers of streams and downloads, it's like, well, it's not, compared to a lot of other podcasts, we're just happy to have listeners, you know, that's cool to us. So yeah, that's pretty much where we're at is just trying to work it all out. For the other half of this podcast, I figured as kind of a thank you to everybody, what I did was so the Red Widow and I, we talk to each other pretty much every day. We use Facebook Messenger. Yeah, it's not the best app, but it's what we got. So anyways, so there's a, you know, we use text messages or voice through the Messenger app. And there's a lot of things we send back and forth to one another, especially like the Red Widow, where there's things she says, it's funny. Like, it's really funny. And I try to tell her, it's like, she's surprised, like, we'll listen to something over and over and over. And she don't quite see it as like, you know, why do you think it's so funny? It's like, dude, have you not listened to this? Have you not listened to what you're saying? Like, this is the type of stuff you need to bring to the podcast because it's so fucking funny. So, I'll give a brief explanation and play each one of my Red Widow audio goodies. That's what I'll call it. So hold on. All right, so let me preference this one. Basically, what I did was I sent the Red Widow a trailer for an old 70s movie, I think. I forgot the name of it. So basically, you know, she watched the trailer and, of course, sent me, you know, voice messages back while she's watching this fucking trailer. And the shit she's got to say or sing is fucking funny. Now, for all of these little snippets, I kind of mixed them in a way just to kind of have some fun with it. So, here, you tell me what you think of this.
Still don't know what the shit's about, but it's a movie. Look at this. Look at that. It's a fucking movie. Just here fucking with the Italian Mardi Gras and people fucking dying. And look, there's a tit. Wow. It's greasy. It's 70s. Look, there's a fucking dude with a pipe and a dead guy on a slab. Fucking greasy ass 70s people, because apparently they didn't have deodorant in the 70s. It's just another Tuesday. It's another Tuesday in crazy town. Tuesday. Just another fucking Tuesday. People dying. Motherfucker. Just another Tuesday.
Wasn't that fun? So, yeah, this next one, I guess her cats must have done something, or maybe they're just, I don't know, around and sitting on her lap, and she decided to sing a song for them, because, like, I got this one morning or one afternoon, I can't remember, but goddamn, it's funny.
I've got two furry little buttholes. I've got two furry little buttholes. If you're afraid to poop alone, don't worry. All you have to do is get something furry. It's got two eyeballs and an asshole attitude. What the hell is it? It's fucking cats!
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things I usually get. Messages about our cats, you know, whether they're being buttholes or whatever. I think it's funny. This next one, let's just say I wasn't having a good day, and the Red Widow, in her own way, decided to cheer me up in her own way, so to speak. So I'll let you hear it for yourself.
I should just, like, call you randomly. Hey, man, are you relaxing? Are you relaxed? I hope you are. You sat down? Okay. Fucking get relaxed, you motherfucker. Fucking are you relaxed yet? Why are you not relaxing? Dude, you need to relax, man. Gotta relax. What the hell's wrong with you? You can die any fucking second. You can fucking have a meteor fall down from the sky. So you better fucking relax, you bitch.
Yeah, that's the funny things that I get every once in a while. And like I've told her, you know, I keep replaying it because it's funny as fuck. Here's another one she sent me. It's her little ASMR thing. I don't know what prompted her to come up with this. Like I said, there's times she just sends me random voice messages and the shit's funny as hell. So I'll just let this one speak for itself.
This is your ASMR relax session. I want you to think real, real carefully. Just lay there, close your eyes. Just think about the beach, just an empty beach with waves lapping real gentle. And just take a deep breath in and then a deep breath out. Deep breath in, a deep breath out. And just think about the fact that your chances of being killed by a chicken are low. But they are never zero.
So that's the Red Widow's ASMR. And as you can tell, I'm having a lot of fun mixing these in my own way. These next few, I have no clue how to fucking explain this, but I'm just going to come clean. Received a package one day from Amazon, and it was kind of confusing because, like, we didn't order anything. And when I opened it, it was like, you know, It was a bunch of underwear. So we were trying to check, like, because the reason we kind of like questioning it is because I ordered a pair of long johns because, well, for my current job, you know, since I'm outside at night during graveyard, it gets fucking cold. So we were freaking out. We thought, you know, maybe something got ordered that it wasn't, or I don't know. So finally I had to ask the Red Widow, and come to find out, yes, she indeed did order a package of underwear for me, you know, getting a little sexy for my girl there, I guess. But anyways, so that, you know, that solved the mystery. But here, I'll let you hear these next snippets. Like I said, they're done differently from each other, but they're funny.
Oh, no, I didn't give any kind of gift options or anything. Just like, here's your shit. And I'm like, can I, like, not have a message? No. Can I, like, I can't get it wrapped? No. Fuck you. Underwear or nothing. I'm like, okay. Maybe you thought you had a secret admirer. I mean, that would have been kind of funny. We'd be like totally like embarrassed and flustered, like, oh my god, who's sending me underwear? You have a secret admirer who sent you undies. Since it's Valentine's Day, for you being an awesome shopper, Amazon decided to send you undies just out of the goodness of their hearts because they're weird like that.
Yeah, that's the type of thing she sends me. And like I said, there's, you know, we kind of do it back and forth, but like the stuff she sends me is just really funny. And it's like, do you not realize how funny like any of this shit you're saying is? It's like you need, like I keep telling her, you need to bring this to the podcast. It's like, you got to bring it. You know, then people will see, hear the funnies and then tell their friends and neighbors and annoy their pets. I don't know. So this last one I'm going to leave you with is now, this isn't the first time the Red Widow has sent me messages relating to this. You know, it's she read, you know, we read a lot of between the two of us. We read a lot of history, and she reads a lot of art, you know, a lot of other things. But I think, what did she say? I think she said she reads a lot of archaeology too. But this isn't the first time she sent me these messages relating to this like caveman character. I don't know where she came up with him, but it's funny when she does send me voice messages of this, you know, talking about this character that, like I said, it's not every time, but every once in a while she does it, and it just gets funnier. It's like, why are you not writing this shit down? Holy fuck. Like, every time she, you know, every time she's done it, it gets funnier than the last time. So I'm going to leave you with the tale of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan.
Okay, everyone, gather around. Yes, it has been brought to my attention that this mushroom right here, the one with the spots on it, that killed Zorg. He ate the mushroom, and then he shit himself and died. So, well, how do we know that it was the mushroom? Maybe it was demons. Maybe he breathed some bad air. And it's just like, okay, look, he ate a mushroom, and then an hour later he died. Like, I don't know what else is there to explain. Well, I'm thinking it's demons. I'm going to eat the mushroom. Dude, don't eat the mushroom. Oh, fuck. He ate the mushroom. Damn it. All right, guys. Second meeting. It turns out that Timmy there decided to also eat the spotted mushroom. So, he's dead. He's laying there in a pile of his own puke and shit. So we're going to assume that it was the spotted mushroom. Now, I tell you what, anybody else even brings up eating this mushroom, I will personally rip your balls off. So just fucking stop it, okay? No more spotted mushrooms. Just no, bad idea. And I don't care if it's demons. I don't care. It's too much of a coincidence that these two idiots ate the mushroom and and then they died. So, all right. Take that off the menu. We're going to add these pre-red berries that my wife found growing on this tree. It's like evergreen. So we're going to try these berries and wait a minute. Oh, no. Turns out the wife died. So we're crossing mistletoe also off the list. Do not eat the pretty little red berries. Just no, but bad idea. Also, I would like to bring up at the meeting that, it sounds like that, I'm now single, ladies. Anybody who hasn't eaten a mushroom or a red berry, come see me after the meeting. Also, before we close up the meeting, I would like to bring up a certain, invention by our resident, smart guy, Jimmy One Tooth. He has, let me just turn the floor over to him, Jimmy. Yeah, guys, so, we all know we like, banging rocks together and like, making, knives and shit, right? Yeah, okay. Well, we also like sticks. Sticks are great, right? I mean, sticks are amazing. Like, they're great when you get old, you need something to lean on, for like walking around, for like hitting stuff with. I mean, sticks are pretty fucking awesome. But, okay, now guys, stay with me here. What if we put a knife at the end of a really big stick and then we get this? Jimmy, what is that? It's a spear, okay? So not only can you hit stuff with it and you can use it, for other things, but you can stab stuff with it at a distance. Whoa, really? Yeah, man, cool. Next week, hopefully I'll have, my next invention, which I call pants. I'm still in the draft stages, but hopefully by next week, well, I'll be able to show you pants. So everybody, where did the spear go? Oh God, fucking Zorg's son has got the spear and he's already broken it. Motherfuck. Okay, guys, I know we was going to wait until next week to have another meeting, but it seems that there has been a problem that has arisen. And no, it was because Albert Zorgson decided to fucking break the spear that Jimmy One Tooth made. The thing is, okay, guys, those fucking fruit-eating bastards that live next door, they've got to go. Okay, I'm sick to death of them thinking they're so fucking high and mighty because they eat fucking rotten fruit. Okay, and yes, we have a more dangerous life, guys. We're hunting the fucking, tigers and, gazelles and shit. But, dude, I mean, is meat not the fucking bomb? Can we all show of hands? We all love meat, right? Okay, so we're going to fucking take our knives on this stick. And we're going to fucking stab those fruit-eating bastards. All right? Now, who's with me? Who's ready to go kill some fruit-eating bastards? Jimmy One Tooth, what is it? What is it, man? I would like to show Exhibit A as to why we should not kill those fruit-eating bastards. What, Jimmy? Look at this. This thing is fucking awesome. And those plant-eating bastards are the ones that fucking made it. What is this? I have to call it a basket. What is this? It looks like a bunch of, like, rotten leaves. Like, what are you supposed to do with it? No, look, man. You put stuff in it. Now you don't have to fucking, carry it in your arms or like, like Marissa over there is fucking just tying various shit into her hair. I mean, now point, points for fucking fashion. But Marissa, seriously, you've got fucking old gazelle bones in there from like 2 years ago, still like chilling in that fucking mop of hair of yours. We got to stop this. Okay, look. Let's like figure out how they made these fucking baskets, and then we'll kill those fruit eating bastards. Yeah, I have delved into way too much anthropology. Oh no, there could be like a whole fucking thing of these. Okay, guys, I just wanted to have a little meeting Okay, everybody got their spears? Everybody got their spears? Thanks to Jimmy 1-2, we all got spears now, except for Albert, son of Zorg. He's still got a regular stick until he learns how to break shit. But so everybody feeling pretty good about the hunt coming up, about the big mammoth hunt. Yeah, we feeling pretty good about that. I feel pretty good about it. I just wanted to bring up again the fact that as your chieftain, I am single again, and I am really appalled at the fact that nobody seems to be interested in being the chief's mate. I mean, it's like, dude, like, it's you get the best place at the campfire, you get first choice when the meat's brought in. I mean, what's not to like about this? Now, there has been rumors going around that I am in fact bad luck. I would like to reiterate that I am not bad luck, okay? Just because my first wife was eaten by a panther, and my most recent wife died by mistletoe. Those were complete coincidences. There is, in fact, no bad juju around me or, my campfire. So, ladies, I'm still available. The spot is still open. If any of you, Albert, no, I don't sleep on that side of the furs, okay? I appreciate the offer, but this spot is for ladies, so just keep that in mind, everybody. All right, so let's break for lunch, and then we're gonna go on that big hunt. All right, let's go, guys. Yeah, she ate the mistletoe berries and died. It's a bad idea. You don't eat those. She must have been, I don't know, Zorg's sister or something, because, they both be eating shit they probably shouldn't be. All right, so, just want to say congratulations, guys. I think we done really good. The mammoth hunt went really well. We've got a ton of meat, and which is, really cool. And what? Who is that? Who is that? This person is not one of our tribe. Who is this? So this is who? From where? So Torin has brought a fucking woman from the Fruit Eaters. How? What? Who said you could do this? Like, all right, fine. Introduce her. Oh, so it's your wife, Bung Bung. Okay, like, Bung Bung, what the fuck? It's like, so what, if she's going to be, oh my God, so she's going to be living here now? Who approved of this? I did not approve of this.